That was Golden by K-Pop Demon Hunters. You are listening to KBPS Portland. This is Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. We are joined by our guest, Malachi Roberts. He is the broadcast producer and director for our local West Coast League team, the Portland Pickles and Portland Bangers FC. Hi, Malachi. Thanks so much for spending some time with us in studio. We appreciate it.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Malachi. I'm Sydney from the Summer Sound crew. Our first question, how long have you been working as a director with the Pickles and the Bangers? And what was the process like? What got you interested in working with the sports teams?
So I started with my director role with the Pickles last season, so summer 2024. But I actually began with the team as an intern in 2023.
So you rose the ranks a little bit.
Yeah. And the Pickles also, they hire from within. So they hire a majority of the staff that worked for them were former interns at one point. So I started in as an intern, and I went in knowing that I wanted to work in sports, but I didn't necessarily know what I wanted to do in sports. I knew I had always had an interest in broadcasting because, I mean, I watch a ton of games. I watch a ton of baseball in particular. And, that was just one of the areas that I really wanted to focus my internship on. And I was lucky enough that the person who was in my role, the role that I'm in now when I was an intern, their name is Mo Brown, and they recognized me pretty early on as somebody who is had a passion for it and was good at, had an eye for the type of shots that they wanted me to get and just overall had an eye for the broadcasting world. They also had a job with work for the Winterhawks, and so they got me a job there as well as like a game day directing their stream that's on the WHL website, and now I actually do graphics for them on the big screen, and then I've done some TV games for them as well on the CW. And then for the Bangers, since they started that team this season, and obviously this was their inaugural year. It was a very successful inaugural year, and they asked me to come on board as the broadcast director and producer for them as well. And that was a bit of a challenge for me just because I'm not necessarily a soccer person, so I had to learn the sport a little bit more. And as the games progressed, I started to get better and better with it. I mean, luckily I had crew members too that played soccer and everything, so I could kind of lean on them a little bit more for that, where they lean on me a little bit more for the baseball stuff because that's the sport I played.
Yeah, I'm not really a soccer guy myself, but I know you mentioned the Winterhawks. We actually interviewed a few weeks ago the arena announcer for the Winterhawks. So that's
okay.
A little fun fact.
Awesome. You interviewed Michael?
Yeah, he's really nice.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's got a great voice, too.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So we were wondering, what goes into directing and producing Portland Pickles baseball and the Portland Bangers FC?
So I'll start with the Pickles. I try to do my best to make the broadcast look as similar to like an MLB broadcast as you would see, whether that be like on ESPN or just like a local station. But what goes into it is there's a lot of prep work before the season goes with designing graphics and like the score bugs, designing lower thirds so we can have, you know, font the players as they're walking into the box. And then before the game, I'm setting up all the different cameras, filming a pregame show with, this year we've been doing it with the head coach, Jim Hopple, a lot. For this last game, we interviewed manager Mark Magdaleno, as well as Josh Schleichart, who's outfielder and first baseman for the team, who just committed to University of Oregon. And it broke the single season record in the West Coast League for home runs and RBIs in most in a season. So we wanted to interview him. I'm getting off track a little bit, but anyway. And then I'll film the pregame show, edit it, and then put it into vMix, what we use for streaming. Then after that, we will, once I get the lineups for everybody, I'll put all the lineups into the graphics so we have the right names and everything on the screen. And then besides that kind of boring technical stuff, there's a lot of training involved because most of my staff is interns as well that don't have a ton of broadcast experience. So my goal is to, at the beginning of the season, I don't expect anything to be perfect because we're all learning and we're all getting used to each other. But by the as the season goes on, they just get better and better and better, and I get more comfortable with them and start to learn more of what their strengths and weaknesses are, and then I try to put them into roles that they will do well in. If you're like a super big baseball nerd and then you watch a lot of baseball, then you might be good at being like a replay operator, because you can think about, if you're watching a game and you see something and you like want to see that again, well, you can just quickly chop up a replay of it. And then some people have the eye for camera shots as well, where they will try to get me more cinematic shots, try to mix it up in between pitches. And then for the bangers, that one, they had a lot less games, obviously, this year. So I felt like by the end of the season, I finally had it dialed in, and then the games were over. But that's a little bit more of a simpler setup, just because for soccer in particular, it's really doesn't stop.
Right.
There's constantly action going on. So you have less time to show replays, and you have less time to get more like creative. Where you're mostly staying like on the wide angle and following the action, where baseball is a sport where there's a lot of pauses and everything. So from my perspective, I try to take those pauses and try to make it more of a comfortable experience for the viewers to watch, and try to highlight the action on the field, and more in particularly the matchup between the batter and the pitcher.
Yeah, sounds like a lot. I mean, I commend the hard work. But we were wondering if you played any sports in high school. And if you did, what sports did you play? Kind of get you into sports. Did you play any sports, Malachi?
Yes, I did. So I played baseball. I grew up in Eastern Oregon, a small town called Joseph, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Which shout out to Wallowa County, by the way.
Yeah.
So I played baseball, basketball, and football growing up. And soccer when I was younger. And then by the time I got to high school, I was just playing basketball and baseball. And baseball was always the sport that I was the most passionate about and the sport that I was the best at. But basketball is also another love of mine, and I hope to start shooting basketball as well on top of the soccer and baseball and hockey that I'm already doing.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting. So there's been a lot of talk of a MLB team in Portland. What do you think about Portland getting a new major league team?
We need it. I am a huge supporter of MLB in Portland. I think that, for one, we have great summer nights for it. The Pickles are, I mean, if you go out to Walker Stadium and you go to a game there, you see how perfect it can be once the sun starts to set down and the temperatures get mild. Also, I think that the Pickles are a great example of the fact that there is fan support behind it, behind baseball in Portland. Ultimately, I feel like an MLB team in Portland would be great for the city, and selfishly, I would love to be able to work for an MLB team in Portland, because then I wouldn't have to move anywhere.
That's so fair. Honestly, the fan support from the Portland Pickles, because going to the games, there's so much support. There's so much, it's community pretty much, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to get it. I'm predicting we're going to get it in the next decade. I'm really seeing that from all the conversations going on. I'm just going to shoot that out there right now, if I iterate it.
I think so too. Yeah. I mean, the fact that the city is actually behind it, and we actually have like a stadium plans being built, we're trying to separate ourselves from the other team. I think that when MLB expands, one will go to Nashville and one will go to Portland.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm dying to know who your favorite players are on the teams you work with, but we're going to be taking a short break. Stay tuned to KBPS Summer Sound 2025. We're talking to the Portland Pickles broadcasting director and the Portland Bangers broadcasting director and producer, Malachi Roberts. You're listening to Summer Sound on AM 1450 KBPS and on the web at kbps.am. For those just tuning in, we're joined on air by Malachi Roberts, the broadcast producer and director for the Portland Pickles and the Portland Bangers FC. Hi, Malachi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks again for having me.
Yeah, of course, man. But coming back from the break, we were all dying to know which Portland Pickles and Portland Bangers FC player is your favorite. Who are your favorite players on teams you work with?
Oh man, it's hard to pick just one, but I'll shout out a few guys. So I mentioned him earlier, but Josh Leichhardt, obviously I believe there's no doubt in my mind he's going to be the 2025 West Coast League MVP, and he's just a great dude to be around as well. Petey Soto Jr., who's a middle infielder for the Pickles, he's just electric. I love watching him play the game. He always has a big smile on his face, no matter what he's doing. Dylan Smith, he's a pitcher who just absolutely shoves every time that he goes out on the bump. And Carter Spites, their closer for the Pickles as well, are just a few of the guys I like the most. For the Bangers, unfortunately for them, I don't get to see them every day like I do the Pickles. But Drew Peterson, he had a first half hat trick in one of the games that we played, and he will always have a special place in my heart just because of that. Also, I would say that their goalkeeper for the Bangers as well. Well, I don't know why his name is slipping my head right now. Of course it is, but just absolutely electric. I know, like I said before, I'm not really a soccer person, but I did play football a little bit growing up, and so I'd always say that he's mossing somebody. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but like, is Randy Moss. But I guess it doesn't really work in soccer because if you're the only guy that's allowed to touch it with your hands, then it's kind of easy to catch the ball over somebody else.
So we were wondering, because the Pickles, they like to do all sorts of different themes, so we were wondering, what was your favorite game to broadcast for the season for the Pickles, and what is your prep like for game day?
My favorite game to broadcast, so there's a couple of different, I have two I'll highlight for different reasons. One would be very early on in the season. It was our opening home series, I believe, against newest team in the West Coast League, Marion Berries. And it was 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh, I believe. I might be getting the innings and everything messed up. And two runners on, Josh Leichhardt, talking about him again, up at the plate, and he rips an absolute missile of a home run to left field. The left fielder jumped up, tried to rob it. It bounced off his glove. He and the ball fell over it onto a picnic table, onto a fan. The ball rolled out of his glove. That's still a home run. Ties the game. Berries end up tacking on another run. So we end up getting to the bottom of the ninth. It's 4-3, I believe. And then Petey Soto Jr., who I was talking about earlier, hits a double. Next up is Jordan Lewis, and he hits a walk-off home run. That's the first time I've ever gotten to broadcast a walk-off home run, and it was just in the first one I've seen at Walker Stadium, and it was absolutely electric. I loved every second of it. Secondly, for a very different reason, the one that we just played against the YouTube Melonheads and Mascot Olympics. That was absolutely chaos from a broadcast perspective and on the field, because there's just so many moving parts. And obviously for the YouTubers, the baseball content creators that were playing in the game, they obviously have like their camera people on the field filming them because they're all shooting content still too. And on top of that, you have 14 mascots competing in games in the middle of every inning. I mean, from the likes of, you had obviously Dylan, Lil P, the Gherkins mascot, Gigi the Gray Wolf, Saucy T Sausage was there, everybody's favorite 11-foot sausage, Blaze the Trail Cat. We had Sluggo from the Eugene Emeralds, like just a plethora of mascots out there doing what they do best, but not a great show for the crowd. So yeah, those are two that stick out in my head for sure this year.
This makes me wonder, whatever happened to Unemployed Mascot?
Whatever happened to him? So Unemployed Mascot actually is a mascot for the Lake County Captains, which is a AA team in Lake County, Ohio. They're the AA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. The Lake County Captains and the Portland Pickles, they're like a sister team, so they're owned by the same ownership group. So we were blessed with the Unemployed Mascot coming out to a few games every year at Walker Stadium, and hopefully he continues to be a reoccurring especially for the Mascot Olympics, because, I mean, he just brings an energy that none of the other mascots do, and I love it.
I love unemployed mascot.
Yeah, man, I wish the duck showed up. I'm about to go to the University of Oregon in the fall. So,
oh, the duck showed up when I was an intern. Mm. We actually had Benny and the duck.
Wow.
And
celebrities, man.
Yeah, I know. And actually, that was I actually filled in for Jeremiah Coughlin, our on-field host that day. And so that was a lot of fun, especially the fact that we had, like, the rivalry between Benny and the duck going on, like, that whole time. Because, I mean, I don't need to explain the beef there. That's pretty obvious. But yeah, maybe we'll get him back out here, though,
next year. I'm just going to say to the Beavers fans, like, I mean, we have Disney, so... just take that for what you will. But we wanted to know, how many people are you working with usually in the broadcast booth? Does it ever get tight or crowded or overwhelming?
It can get a little tight up there. So usually on a perfect day, there's usually a visiting announcer if it's another West Coast League team and everything. So visiting announcer, mic checks, our play-by-play announcer, who is absolutely great. Then we have somebody doing music, Gary Walker, who, as we say, is the captain of our carnival cruise. He is like the official scorekeeper and everything. Then on my side of things, I also have a high home camera operator up there, a replay operator, and a graphics operator, and I am directing and switching all the cameras and kind of essentially being like a point guard and kind of putting everything together and making sure that everything kind of has a nice cadence and rhythm to it. It is kind of a tight space up there. So, you know, if in a traditional broadcast setting, you'd have like a technical director and a director. So you'd have like, I would just be like calling out the cameras and the technical director would do the actual switching of the buttons. And then you have a producer who's more so like just kind of overseeing everything, talking to master control for going to break with commercials and kind of talking more so with the talent and just making sure everybody's on the same page. But sometimes we just don't have enough space for all that. So we kind of have to fill in multiple roles at a time. But like I was saying earlier, as the season goes on and the not only my production assistants, Sierra, Sophia, and Kevin, who get better as this year goes on, but also the interns that I'm working with, they get better and better and better. And then they're able to take on more roles and everything like that, and it just makes everything go a bunch way smoother.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. What would be the end goal in your career with broadcasting?
End goal, I would like to at some point work on a World Series games. In any capacity, whether that be directing or as a camera operator or a graphics operator, whatever. And also, I would like to, because I'm a big snowboarder, so I would think it would be really cool to be able to work like at X Games or do something for Red Bull, like the like they have the like heavy metal where they do like the street snowboarding. They like take over a city block and set up these big rails and everything like that. Or like Natural Selection is another one where it's like backcountry snowboarding and they just do insane like 360 drops off of these like 25-foot cliffs and everything like that. So ultimately, I kind of want to stay ideally in baseball, and maybe so summertime I can be spent at the baseball field, and then in the wintertime just be doing snowboarding stuff.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm a big Red Bull guy myself. I love their aesthetic. I love their brand. But I feel like personally the pinnacle of my own career. As a kid, I always wanted to do the Grammys. So if I ever announced the Grammys, you know, I feel like I made it in life. You know, if I ever do that, then I made it. Then I can give up.
That's how I feel about a World Series. If I'm ever able to work in the World Series, I think I can just call it right there. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I get it. You mentioned you really started your career off as a volunteer for the Pickles. What volunteer job opportunities are there for the Portland Pickles or the Portland Bangers team?
So both teams do hire interns. They usually open enough applications around like January or so. And I'd say this to anybody, if you're interested in working in sports And even if you kind of have an idea of what you want to do, or you just say, like for me, where I was like, I want to work in sports, but I don't necessarily know what I want to do or even what opportunities there are, I would highly, highly, highly recommend applying for an internship with the Portland Pickles or the Portland Bangers. I know that they offer as well, like, you can get college credits if you're enrolled in school for the internship for, you know, whatever your, like, some people are getting credits for, like, statistics, like data analytics, and they will, like, run TrackMan and stuff. But there's other, obviously, other opportunities to get college credit and everything there. Yeah, I would definitely recommend applying and trying to get on to that team, just because you are exposed to every facet of what it takes to work in sports. I will also say that the industry is very much a grind, and it's not for everybody, and that's okay. When you're playing games almost every day, and there's a lot that goes into putting those games on and putting on the best party that Portland has to offer in the summer every night. So if you come into it with that expectation of, I understand that there's going to be aspects that are parts where it's going to be really hard, and understand that I'm working towards something. I mean, I'm a living example of that. You can go in there with no real idea of what is going to happen and then kind of fall into this role where now you're doing something that you've never really expected, but I love doing it. Highly, highly, highly recommend applying for an internship with either the Portland Pickles or the Portland Bangers, either one.
Yeah, take notes, people. I mean, you heard it here first.
So this last question we have here, it's just a fun little question. We have a fun little thing on the whiteboard over here. Yeah. For the listeners who don't know, we have a whiteboard in our on-air room, and this is a question we've typically asked people, like, off the air, but you know what? We might be starting something new. What do you prefer? We're tied right now, burritos to tacos, 6-6.
Ooh.
Which one would you say, tacos or burritos?
That is a very tough, tough question, but I think I'm going to go with tacos.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree.
That's what I'm saying, y'all.
I love a good lengua taco. I mean, I cannot get enough of it. I love Mexican food, though. I mean, if you give me a burrito, I'm not going to be mad at you, right, by any means. But I don't know. There's just something about just the lengua, cilantro, onion, little lime, and then maybe some rice and beans on the side. But I am just all about it.
You can't see right now because, I mean, we're not TV, but I did put a check mark next to tacos. Tacos are in the lead. It's 7-6. I mean, who knows what the next guest might say?
Exactly.
I don't know.
We've got the marks from Michael, the Winter Hawks PA announcer. We also have Brian Belensky, who we've also interviewed. So we have all of this. It's great. It's great. So because we have all these interviews and all of these check marks, it's great. And now we have you. So I'm glad we have this.
I'm curious what Michael said.
I'm pretty sure he said burritos. But we also have two interviews tomorrow and the day after. We have an artist coming. We have another person. We have people coming. So we'll see what they have to say. We'll see if anything really changes or switches it up. So make sure to stay tuned for that.
That is true. That is a wrap for today's interview. Thank you so much, Malachi, for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys. This was awesome.
Of course, of course. You are listening to Summer Sound 2025 on AM 1450 KBPS and online at kbps.am. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to KBPS Portland, the voice of the Portland Public Schools.